Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning I want to talk about microgreens. No, that's not a machine and it's not, maybe it's not what you think. And maybe it is. So let's find out. Microgreens are different than sprouts and they're different than baby greens. So they're usually about 1 to 3 inches tall, and they are considered baby plants. That's somewhere between sprouts, which has no leaves, and baby greens, which will usually be small, but will have a number of leaves. So microgreens mean, like baby greens, that the stems and the leaves can be eaten. Sprouts, of course, there are no leaves on those. So you can eat this whole plant. And why would you want to do that? Well, there are a number of reasons that we'll talk about why you might be interested in microgreens. There are different kinds of microgreens. They can come from a lot of different plants. And you just start with the seeds and plant them like usual. But some of those that can be grown and eaten as microgreens include, and there's maybe more than this on this list, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, watercress, radishes, also lettuce, endive, chicory, radicchio, dill, carrots, fennel, celery, and more, garlic, onion, leek. How about amaranth, Swiss chard, beet, and spinach, melon, cucumber, and squash. And you can also grow it from cereals such as oats, wheat, corn, and barley, as well as chickpeas, beans, and lentils. Those in the last part of the list are less likely to be grown. And it's just interesting to me that the possibilities are nearly endless. But you're going to eat that first little plant when it comes out of the ground, when it has its first leaves. Not many leaves, but those first leaves. So why would you want to do that? Well, we're going to talk about flavor, but let's first talk about nutrition. They are packed with nutrients. Microgreens have the same nutrients as their grown plants, but in much greater degree. They're packed into those little plants. They're especially rich in potassium, iron, zinc, magnesium, and copper. And of course, that does relate to the kind of plant it is. They're also a great source of antioxidants, and that's something that we are learning more and more about and are very important to our overall health. So as I said, the nutrient content is concentrated, which means that they often have higher vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant levels than the same quantity of mature greens. In fact, research comparing microgreens to more mature greens reports that the nutrient levels in microgreens can be up to 9 times higher than those found in mature greens. And antioxidants and even more, maybe up to 40 times as intense or available in those little microgreens. So nutrition is a good reason to eat microgreens. And, their flavor can be not as intense as their adults, or they might be more intense. They might be sweeter or spicier. So as we said, with all of those nutrients, it's possible that they have great health benefits. There's not been a lot of research yet that directly connects the health benefits of microgreens to some things such as heart disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and certain cancers. But again, because they have some of the same and more of some of the same nutrients as their adult plants, it's quite sure that they could be connected with the prevention of some of those diseases. But there will be more studies done, you can bet, because they're becoming more popular and more available. So I will mention at this point, the reason the question was raised to me, what are microgreens, is because Emily Paulson was selling them through her Brunco farm at the pop-up market, the spring market, and she'll be growing some more. So they are available, if not in your local grocery store, from a local grower. So I mentioned sprouts earlier. I don't know if you remember back quite a few years, there was quite a bit of question about the safety of sprouts. But as I said, sprouts are different because in the sprouts, you only eat the stem and the seed and the root, versus the microgreens, you eat the stem and the leaves. You do not eat the root and the seed. You can grow microgreens at home. There are, or you can buy little kits that you could do them inside on your windowsill, or you could do them outside. But it is important that you have seeds from a reputable company and that they're grown in soil that's free of contamination, such as salmonella and E. coli. So depending on where we live and what we have in our yard, that probably is not a good choice to just go out and plant them in your yard. But the neat thing is they can be planted in a very small space in your home, or get them from someone who has followed those kinds of restrictions. So why do we want to eat them other than they're being healthy? Well, you can just grow them and eat them and put them in all kinds of things. They're great variety ways of using microgreens. My favorite at this point is just to put them on top of a salad. It could be like a garnish, but it's really more than a garnish. Just mix them in with the other salad. And since the ones I had were locally grown, it just adds that spring freshness that I really, really like. But you could use them, as I mentioned, on garnishes just to make your plate look pretty, but hopefully eat them. Maybe not like parsley, who people just push aside. The microgreens as a garnish should really be eaten. But you could and put them on top of pizza, put them on in a sandwich, put them in soup. They can intensify the flavor of a particular ingredient. For instance, if you're using cabbage, you might use sprouts that are from cabbage and intensify that flavor. You could wrap them up in an omelet. There are special recipes just made for using these little microgreens. So there's, you know, just use them most anyway. They do need to be refrigerated, and it's best if they're kept maybe a little cooler than in your salad drawer. So you might want to think about where the cool spots are in your refrigerator. It's better if they're a little bit below 40, but certainly they need to be refrigerated. And what about after you have purchased them or you have grown them, should they be washed? Probably, yes, because they're growing out of the soil. But, you know, when we say wash, that doesn't mean you put them in a tub and scrounge them around. Just run water over them. If you have a salad spinner, that's the best way to get the water off. Otherwise, just pat them dry with a clean towel or with paper towels. And they're good to go. So if you wanted to grow your own, as we mentioned, you want to have good quality seeds, you want to have a good growing medium, and as I mentioned, you can purchase those at least online and perhaps locally. You also need proper lighting. That means either sunlight or ultraviolet lighting, ideally for 12 to 16 hours a day. So that's a little longer than most of us would usually have light in our homes. And of course, they need to be lightly misted. They need to be kept lightly moist, not soaking. And how long does it take to get ready to eat those little microgreens? Well, 7 to 10 days should do it. If you look at a package of seeds, it'll tell you how long it takes to germinate them. And it would be after they've come up out of the soil and you see the first real leaves. Not lots of leaves, but those first little green leaves, and you have microgreens. A fun thing to try, a nutritious thing to try, and it just can add a little spice and interest to our food as well as being healthy for us. So until next time, here's a smile. In the far past, men beat the ground with sticks and called it witchcraft. Now they call it golf.